Hello everyone, it's Jana here, OGN Twin, and it's the 20th of April today, and I'm in my very sunny, warm back garden. That's a bit of a sun trap because I've got nice big hedges all around. I've hung some washing out, and it's very warm with, there's barely any clouds in the sky, so really lovely weather. Unfortunately, it was slightly annoying if you're trying to send your children back to school, which I did this morning. I don't really know what to dress them in. Because this morning it was only about 5 degrees, so I put them in their winter coats, but they won't need them by now. It's very, very warm. First day back today, which is a little bit strange for our friends and colleagues, because we're in Hertfordshire, we're in a corner where we are bordering on the neighbouring counties of Buckinghamshire, Bedfordshire, and not too far from London where I work. So people I speak to have been puzzled about the fact that our children are still off. So because they all had the week before Easter and after Easter, whereas we got 2 weeks after Easter. And I suspect possibly because we've got friends in Wiltshire, they still seem to be on holiday last week. As well as, I think, out to UK, up in the north of England, and they were also on holiday last week. So, but I think it's because the county council set the holidays independently a few years in advance, actually, I found out. And I certainly noticed that ours put half-term holidays a week back. Very noticeable for the autumn term, because the very young children got exhausted. And they all got ill that last week, so they could have just had the holiday instead. But hey, county council and their wisdom. I actually wrote to them and asked why they shifted the holidays, and they never replied. We've had a really, really good one. And I should say, it doesn't actually matter so much when the holidays are. The only difference it's going to make is for people who have children at secondary schools, because a lot of people here send their children to neighbouring towns, but they're already in a different county. So for them it must be a bit strange to have children who have holidays at different times. So it must make it a bit more difficult. But we've had a really good Easter break. The children are now at an age where they really like going out and about and doing stuff, and they're no longer so dependent on naps and having meals at certain times, and it's far easier to keep them happy. We also found this year that because a lot of restaurants only start serving food at 6 o'clock in the evening, by which time our kids have usually eaten already, we just shifted our day back a bit, and then they were happy to fall into that rhythm. Because we spent a week in North Devon. So some of you might have heard Simon's stereo boo that we did by the sea down there. And it was lovely, and we had really great weather throughout. Can't complain. We had one day where it was really odd. We went to viewpoint in the morning, and I could see that it looked like the clouds were very low. Like we were standing in the clouds because they were coming over the cliff. And then we went to the beach in the afternoon, and I could see like clouds travelling across the beach. And then we went for dinner, and an hour and a half later, the whole beach was completely foggy. That was just weird. I've never seen anything like that, but I suppose that happens. The weather can change that quickly by the sea. So we've been really lucky, and there's loads to do in North Devon. So with children, I can just really recommend it. I think Big Rick, all one word, is there at the moment, or was there, in pretty much the same area we were. So they've got lots of sort of leisure parks, farms geared at children, lots of really good snack places, cafes, pubs, all geared at children. So, you know, it's even easy to find something to eat. Obviously, you've got lovely beaches, and even museums and manor houses, and also everywhere we went, everywhere was set up for children. So it was really good for families. And the locals were also very, very friendly. Everything seemed very relaxed. People were happy to have a chat. So it was really, really good. Really good holiday. So very relaxing and very quiet down there. We stayed on the Heartland Peninsula, which apparently is the furthest point from a railway in the United Kingdom at present, ever since the Biddeford and Bude lines of the railway were shut down. So I thought that was quite interesting. And I acquired from a local artist who pointed out this fact to me a postcard which showed, you know, one of those 1930s railway posters where it was enticed people to go to certain places. and he'd put a little poem on there to commemorate the fact that actually there's no railway anywhere near it. But it was worth it for the views. Thank you. That first week went really, really well. And then we had one more week at home. I had one day of work where Simon looked after the kids, and the rest of the time, I think we only had one day at home where I still sorted stuff out from the holiday, and the kids were happy to just get reacquainted with their toys. And the rest of the time we were always out and about, either going into town, having ice cream, because the weather was still absolutely splendid. We went swimming a couple of times. They really benefited from the pool. I booked someone with a pool, and we were in there almost every day, apart from the one time we went to the Big Sheep Adventure Park. Their confidence has really grown, and they can do more stuff now, so that was really good. What else did we do? Oh, one day we went to London to the Natural History Museum, where BJ and Fidan, I think, also very recently visited. Just because I went there on a school trip with Henry and we didn't really get to see that much. So I thought I'd take both of them down. Plus, Amelia's just been studying volcanoes, and they had a section on volcanoes, so I thought it might be interesting. And it was volcanoes and earthquakes, and what else did we see? The dinosaurs, obviously. So Henry could see how big they are, even though because I kept saying, oh, look, there's a Triceratops. Oh, look, there's the T-Rex. Oh, look, there's the Iguanodon. Yes, you can see it's got the big, you know, the thumb claw thing. And Henry just goes, oh, Mummy, you know so much about dinosaurs. Well, that's all from his books that I read him at bedtime. surprised he knows that, surely he knows all this stuff as well. The big T-Rex, there's quite a few moving dinosaurs actually, so that was quite cool. What else did we do? Oh, and we also had a day with friends in Aylesbury. We went to Aylesbury Museum, which is very interesting. I can recommend that. And then swimming again in the afternoon, because we all like swimming. Yay! My friend actually said that it's going to be in a few years' time we're going to be able to just sit there and read a book while they go swimming. Whereas I'm looking forward to them being able to swim, so we can all go for a swim rather than just splashing around. It was a really good holiday, Easter break, and we've had lots of fun, and it's been really relaxing, I think we all needed a break, and now we're ready for the summer term, I think, which traditionally always goes very quickly, because you have to, I don't know whether it's not a lot of weeks, but somehow it always gets really busy, especially towards the end. So we'll see. But so far so good, and I'm liking the weather, I have to say. And there's a bit of bird song as well. Right, how about I go and do a few more things. Thank you for listening if you got this far. And I also remembered I recorded a few things on holiday. I'll see if I can find them and post them after the fact. Right, thanks again for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.